attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we humbly come before you, ask for your mercy, for our lives, for our ministry, and for our service this morning. We ask you to please guide us by your Spirit, lead us into all truth. Open our eyes, open our hearts to behold amazing things in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Spiritual steps to enlargement. Number one, personal sacrifices and private agreements. Joshua 5, verse 2. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, and to whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that flowed with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. So, there are many things that, you see, God is leading and guiding them to the promised land, their place of enlargement. Just like he's also leading and guiding you to your own place of enlargement. Because you shall be enlarged. What you are and where you are today will not be the last. It's not the end of you. It's not your finishing line. You have not yet crossed the line. God is still working with you and working in you and working for you. And he will bring you to a large place. A place of enlargement. Some people don't believe. Some people are not sure. Some people are wondering why I'm saying what I'm saying. But I'm saying why I'm saying what I'm saying, because I know a thing or two about our God, that he will bring you to a place of enlargement, larger than where you are, bigger than where you are. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are what? Higher, higher than the highest. And then you are greater, greater than the greatest. So God, the God you serve is a great God, is a big God, and he will do big things in your life. Tell your neighbor, God will do big things in your life. That's what we are calling enlargement. God will enlarge you in your house. God will enlarge you in your home. Some of you, only one bed. Every other thing is a student mattress on the floor. God will enlarge you. There will be several beds in several rooms. Are you there in the church or you've gone home? God will enlarge your business. Enlarge you. Not everyday tabletop business. Space to space business. Kiosk to kiosk business. God would enlarge you and give you a mall. God is bringing to a mall. It's not only Malcolm that is going to be a palace mall, but there will always be Akosua's mall or Freddy's mall. There will be a mall in your name. There are names, you know, when you see Samsung, it's somebody's name. It's not a company that maybe they sat down together, they were going to do something. They say, what name should we give the company? They say Samsung. No. It's somebody's name. Yes. Hitachi. Do you see? They are all people's names, but it's because, you know, you don't know them. That's why you think that is the name of some company be somewhere. But it's actually somebody's name that has been used for a company. So you too, your name can become the name of a company. Yes. Keofori is a name. They sell iron rods, cement all over the place. If you have a new area that is developing, you are likely to find Keofori. And the other day I saw another one, Pani. There's a guy called Pani. He also sells iron rods, cement. I don't know what your name is. Whatever that name is, God is going to surprise you and enlarge you. Yeah. This church needs enlargement. Yeah, but we have not failed the church. Yes. Some of you, you just come to church. You don't intend for any enlargement in the church. That's why I'm saying what I'm preaching here is not relevant. Well, you don't want any enlargement. It's like you don't even want the church to grow. When I say bring neighbors, you don't bring anyone. When I say bring your friends, you don't bring anyone. When I say go for outreach, you don't go for anyone. You are enough. You have one chair you sit on, you are okay. Why should I bother to come and be downloading enlargement? Well, you don't need even the church to be enlarged. But I want a church to be enlarged. And I go to Obojo. They want their church to be enlarged. Maybe you have your tabletop fridge and your kelewele spot that people come and buy. It's enough. Who here enlargement be? You already married, you have 2 children, 3 children. You say you are finished. Why should Bishop Eddie come here and be shouting, enlargement, enlargement? Well, you don't need enlargement. I don't think so. I'm even going to list the points. After that, you can go home. Because number one, personal sacrifices and private agreements. I should explain. Now you are commanding me, you see. Joshua chapter 5. You see, I'm doing a Bible study with you, you know, on the Joshua generation from the book of Joshua. Now, you are going to be in it for a while. Yes. And when I finish today, I will not be on the stage for a few weeks. After that, I'll come back again and take you into the battle. When we come back, we are going to talk the battle for enlargement. Yes. But this one, I've been preparing you because you need the preparation, because God was preparing the Joshua and the people for takeover. Because they were going to take over the land of the Gergashites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, and then what? The Hivites. I think they are all there. They are listed in Joshua chapter 4. And there are several things. You ask yourself when you are reading the Bible that why all these preparations. It's like, why? You see, but when you are not spiritual, they may not mean anything to you. But if you walk with God a little longer, you will see why they are important. And chapter 5, the Bible says, God instructed Joshua to make a sharp knife or make a sharp stones. I don't know, they didn't have knife making factories. So they made sharp stones. And they took all the men, grown ups, and removed their foreskin. One by one, thousands of people. Men of war, strong people in their 30s, 40s. Do you see? He removed all the... Do you understand foreskin? Circumcision. Let's use little boys. Little boys. When a little boy is born, within a few days, they circumcise them. Especially, we have that culture in Ghana. There are some other people who don't have that culture. And circumcision, where it is, it's covered. That part of the male body is not something that is seen. Even when they are children, they walk around freely. But at a point, when you are grown up, it's not something you want anybody to see. Very private and very secret. If you have a boil there, it's not easy to go to hospital. If you are itching in those parts, you can't easily tell. You have to find maneuvers and moves that help you, because it's not easy. Because it's a private place. And when they were walking with God, God said, I know you are going to fight. I know you have battles ahead of you. But there is a private covenant, an agreement I have with you. A personal, like a secret, something that me and you have. It's not public. The other people, they don't have it. And it's a secret place and very private, so that only you know and understand what is happening. The people of the other nations, they don't know about this. They are not. But God's covenant with Abraham is that you must take off the foreskins of all the male-born children in this country. Because it's a personal, private agreement I have with you. And I want to tell you that everybody, you will need to have personal side, only you and God agreement. Oh yes. And a sacrifice, personal, private sacrifices you have to make. I know you are going to fight. There are many battles. See, when you are going to possess lands and places of enlargement, I tell you that it's not something that it's a small thing. And God is saying that I know you are going to fight enemies, but this my private arrangement with you and personal sacrifice, you ought to keep it. And as we walk with God, there are covenants. I remember Bishop Oyedepo came to Perez Dome and he came to preach. I don't know whether it was an enlargement or empowerment for something. Some nice program, so the place was jammed. A lot of people. It was in the morning. He was preaching just for the morning and flying back. And he came to tell us the secret to my prosperity. We're waiting. Here is this great man of God from Nigeria with this large church that we see on television coming to tell us the secret to his prosperity. And he talked about the tithe. And he said he discovered it many years ago while he was on a 3-day waiting with Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland books on prosperity. He said he wanted to discover the secret to prosperity. And that day, the rain beat him, the sun beat him, he was in the top of some mountain. And when he finished, or at a point, as he was searching, He said, wow, I've discovered it. I found it. So he screamed, I can never be poor. Hey, and he was not a rich man. Yeah, but from that day, he said, I can never be poor. Because he said, he had discovered that prosperity is not something you work for. It is a covenant you have with God. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, he says that it is the Lord who gives us power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant with his people. If you read, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For remember God. Always remember. Remember your God. That it is he who gives power to get wealth. One day Bishop Kakra preached on this topic and called it Sikedru. It's like this is your the source of your Sikedru. Like money magic. Yeah, or money power. Yes, money medicine. People go to Malam, Jujumen, Have and other Kliko and Nugokpo and these type of wild places to go and get medicine for money. He said, we too, this is our medicine for money. There is power for wealth. And he says that God, he says, it is he who gives power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swear unto thy father as it is this day. So he said, when he found this, he said, what? Prosperity is not something you work for. It's a covenant. And covenants, you fulfill your part of the bargain and God also does his part. So he screamed, I can never be poor. And since from that day till today, we know when we look at his life that he can never be poor. I was in Nigeria last year, one of my 60th birthday trips. My friend Bishop Bempa took me, says, I'm taking you to Edipo for fasting and prayer. I said, I'm going with you. When we went, he took me to go and see Oedipo. Every service at the end, he said, let's go and see. So we'll go to his car. There was a different car every day. Porsche, newish. 2023, 2024. The reg is not like 2012, 20. Some of you, your car, it doesn't have a year date. It is GN228Y or X. It's like around 2000. Oh, baby. You're changing engines more than 5 times. Church enlargement. He's walking in it. I was in the church Friday all night. He instructed before, because they used to have done prayer meeting at 5 to 6 a.m. every day, 1 hour. And he's there always. And he instructed that this all night, they shouldn't come from the different places, regions. They should just, only those who are near should come. So the choir director, who was a friend to Reverend Bempa, said to me that, today there, people will not come because they've asked us to meet in the centers. So they are not coming to the main church. And he's the choir director. So we asked him, how many are going to be in the choir? Maybe 900. They won't come. Do you understand? Because they've been asked to meet in the different centers. Do you understand? The choir that is not coming, no, the 900 member choir for the all night. So, wow. It was my first shock. So we went to sit in there all night. We went very early. And everything is on time. Pam, 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 pam. I'm going to try that this morning. Pam, pam, pam. But once by 10, I'm upon. After all, I was going to Bojo already, so. Yeah. Hey! We were sitting there. They were coming. They were coming. Say, hey, I thought they said they won't come. They were coming. They were coming. They were coming. I mean, the place was not full. But me, I've been to the church when it was empty to count all the chairs. Because I couldn't believe it. That they have 50,000 people in the service. Like that's enlargement. Amma, you are sitting down. You don't want enlargement. You have to want enlargement even for the church. If you think that your own enlargement is finished. You must want the church to be enlarged. So that a choir that has not come. Freshly released. Amma, man, they are 215. Yeah. Do you understand? I say I was sitting there when they were coming for the all night. I used my eyes to scan the place. I said, "Hey, I thought they said they won't come today. They won't come today." Oh yeah, they didn't come. Hey, they will not be less than 35,000. The large crowd. Do you understand? Yes, I'm talking about somebody who is saying that he can never be poor based on the scripture that he has seen. So when you see a scripture, maybe it doesn't speak to you powerfully like that and alter the course of your life forever. But scripture has that power. That's why I'm taking my time to take you through some studies of the scriptures. Because something must change in your life. Something must be enlarged in your ministry. Some of us say we are Macarius area fellowship leaders. But honestly, you are more of a good news club teacher. All your members are Chinese. Yes. Little learners. Are you listening to me? That's why I say you can be enlarged. God can increase the sphere of your influence. I want enlargement for myself. Oh yes, I want to see a larger crowd every Sunday morning. I want to see more souls saved. When I make an altar call, at least 200 people, 300 are coming forward to give their lives to Christ. And that's why I say you too can be enlarged. And one of the things that a step you must take is that there are covenants you must keep. Yes. And there are private sacrifices you are going to have to make. Personally. Not the church. Church is fasting, then you are fasting. Church is praying, you are praying. Church says we should bring offering, you are bringing. But there should be times when you yourself tell God the Lord, this interview I am going for, Lord, give me favor. When that favor comes upon me, my first salary, Lord, I'm dashing it to you. Not that it's my first job, but it's like a covenant I'm making privately. So when the salary comes and people are smiling at you, you don't smile back. Because you want to fulfill a private agreement and a private covenant you have made with the Lord. Because based on that private covenant, your victory for that next battle is going to be assured. Many Christians don't have private agreements and covenants that they make with God. But if you are going to move on with God and go higher and higher, there will come a time you have to say to God, I give you my life. Lord, I've stopped this thing. I give it up. And sacrifice some things you like to you like, some things you love, you sacrifice them so you can gain the one you want to love deeper. Oh yes. There are covenants about movie watching. You have to make a covenant. Job said, I've made a covenant with my eyes. Why should I look upon a maiden? Like, why should I look on a beautiful girl and lust after her? That he has made it with his eyes. So you may see Job was a man rich. He was the richest man in the Far East. He had so many cattle, so many children, so many things. Oh yeah, it's good for him. Pahidia, he was a very hard worker. No, you can see that when you now go into their story, you find covenants. Agreements. Even the tithe, you can't make a small agreement with God that, Lord, if you give me a salary, a job, every time I get my salary, I give you a tenth. It's a Christian commitment you can make to the Lord. That's why I say, you are going to fight public fight. What is the use of cutting the tip of my penis? Well, at the age of 42. Even when I'm going to fight, they won't even know that you haven't cut. I'm not cut. Because I'm using swords and spears, bows and arrows. The enemies don't know anything. So why are you making me suffer? And when you cut as a grown-up, even the tip of your finger, if a pin pricks it, it's very painful. How much more this place that when you can't wear boxer shorts, you can't wear shorts, you can't even put a towel around your waist because any slight scratch, you'll be shot. One step, ash! One step, shit! One step, ash! Oh Lord! And God says, take that pain, go through that pain. It's a private agreement I have with your father. It is between me and him. No other nation has it. But it's important for you to keep it still. Because since they came out of Egypt, they were not circumcised. So all of them came, only the grown-ups. And the grown-ups were stubborn. When God does give them water, they'll complain. Gives them food, they'll complain. Sends them spies to spy the land. They complained that he said, none of these people will enter the promised land. So he made them circulate 40 years. The Bible says it would have taken 40 days. But because of the stubbornness of their hearts, and the men who went to search the land of Jericho for Canaan for 40 days, one day for 1 year. So they circulated 40, and they died either by disease or by age, all of them. They were only left with those who were 20 years and upward and below. And those guys, they came out of Egypt uncircumcised. So now some of them are in their 50s, some are in their early 60s. And God said, these are the ones. Now you are going to fight. Before you go and fight, come. What are the sacrifices? There are wrong relationships you have to cut off. Yes. Some of the things are sins. Others are just weights. When you watch a movie, there's no Bible doesn't say that it's a sin, but it says it's a weight. Hebrews 12:1 says, let us lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily beset us. Weights and sins, they block us from advancing in God and God doing things for us. Am I you write notes? Because what I'm preaching, you will forget who you are writing. But what I wrote, Hebrews 12:1, watch it. Have you written the Hebrews 12:1? So what? Why are you arguing with me? You will be sorry, I accept the apology. Yes. Praise the Lord. There are some are sins. Boyfriend, girlfriend, do you see? You have to take sharp knives and cut. Painful. It's not easy. Because some of us may have sponsors who pay our rent. And rent is painful to pay and difficult to get if you don't really earn a certain amount. And instead of maybe renting a house that costs 500 CDs a month, you have now been sponsored with 3,500 two-bedroom house, only you, with air conditioning in each room, with microwave stove, television, flat screen, different things, DSTV subscription, premium. Into a high maintenance check. And it's not easy for you at your national service allowance to maintain that level of life. Now that you have come to God that I want to go forward with you. I want to enter my place of enlargement and my promised land with you, Lord. I should make a sharp knife. Because it's a foreskin. And you have to now extend your penis like this and chop off the tip. Painfully as they are cutting, and some grown-ups, you see them hard like that, but they can't stand pain. Injection cry will be running away. Now, they are now cutting, this knife, then they remove it. Thousands of men, everybody they cut, then you go, they cut, then you go, they cut, then you go. They are walking, they have to open their legs and be walking naked, or maybe covered with leaves. And be walking around. The men understand what I'm saying. Maybe if you're a girl, you don't understand. Imagine Reverend Kingsley being a chawa, a say. So, it's like, how are you going to walk? But you have to walk. You can't work. So they stayed for days till they were whole. So God is saying to you, you need your own personal agreements and private sacrifices. Some of us, you like series. It's not a sin, but the Bible calls it a weight. Because of series, how will you read your Bible? If you do Bible study, you need time. If you are watching a series and they have something called, you binge it. Is that how they go? Binging. Eh? Binge watching. Which is what? The whole, all the, eh? Explain it to me, please. All the episodes, all the seasons. Like you have, if you have like maybe 24, the series 24. You have, it is finished, it has ended. So now they have all of it together. So you may have someone who has downloaded everything. Season 1, how many seasons were one? Season 1, 2, 3, 24 seasons. Eh? 8 seasons and 24 episodes in each of the 24. And one episode is 45 minutes. Between 40 and 45. Yes. So one season, season 1, 24 episodes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1 is 45. So 45 times 24. And you are binge watching. And they say you should read, study your Bible. They say you should read your Bible. It's not easy to combine the two, because even though it's not a sin to watch 24, it's a weight that is so difficult. 24 is very old. Let's call some modern ones. You people, you watch modern ones. Call them for me. Huh? The Good Doctor. How many seasons? Huh? The Last Kingdom. How many seasons? You can't remember. But you are here, you know it. Okay, yours is not a series, but it's Nigerian movies. Single, short Nigerian movies. Yes. The sharp knife cuts it off. Painful. You have to have private pain to have public victories. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Pornography watching. Hey. Politics, soccer, computer games. Games on phones, Candy Crush. You know them. Everybody has something in his life which is very drawing. It pulls you in. And God is saying that you will need to give it up in order to make, to go forward and advance. Praise the Lord. Number two, removal of stigma and shame of your past by God's supernatural hand. I'm on chapter 5. I'm just doing a small Bible study with you as we prepare. The next time, it will be battling and battles for your enlargement. Joshua 5:9. And the Lord said unto Joshua, now they have finished the circumcision, now they are whole. And God said to Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. I've rolled the reproach of Egypt. The name of the place is now called Gilgal. And the Gilgal is rolling away, rolling away, rolling away. The rolling away of your past shame, your past stigma, and the past issues of your life that have marked your life with shame. God said, today, I'm removing the shame of Egypt. What was that shame? Slave. So Israel was a slave in Egypt. And so now God is saying, I'm going to remove that stigma from you that you are no longer, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave. Yes, you are no longer slaves. It's a removal of that stigma that, are these not the slaves from Egypt? Are these not the people who were slaves in Egypt? Are these not the people whose fathers were slaves? Are these not the slaves? Oh yes, but the day will come, they will not refer to you as a slave anymore. Because by God's supernatural power, He will roll away the shame of your past. Maybe you are known as the girlfriend of the minister for moon and stars. or rivers and lakes. But by God's supernatural power, He will roll away that shame. May God roll away the shame of your life. The shame of your life. Everybody has some shameful something in your past, which you don't want to even talk about. But God's supernatural power can take away the shame. You don't have to fight it. But God's power will do it. He said, today, I'm going to remove, they have called you. That's why the man wrote a song called, Entimi Paminye. Now why am I saying, Radie, me uhu ye hu, you've changed my song. Wasisa me shebre, which is my destiny. Wasisa me din, my ediana asrefo, what is the rumi? You have changed the name that those who were laughing at me used to call me by that name. They used to call me prostitute. They used to call me womanizer. They used to call me drug addict. They used to call me chain smoker. But what's this aminyom? What's this ami shebre? What's this ami di? E di ana asrefo. What is zero me? E ti mi pa mi biye. Now why am me say? Brian, what he's saying is that you have changed my song. You have changed my destiny. You have changed the name. You see, some people can laugh at you because of your past sins and mistakes in your past. And because of that condition, they will even give you a name associated with that past issue. So it's a name they call. Some people, they don't even call them by their name. They call them. There was a brother, he was giving a testimony. He said he used to be such a drunkard in university that they called him Alomo Bites. Alomo Bites is a type of drink and it has alcohol in it. So it's like every day when you see him, a student, he's drunk. So when he's coming, they don't call him. He has a very nice name, but they don't use that name. But those who laugh at him, that's what it is. Those who laugh at you for that problem you had in the past, they have given you a name. And God told Joshua that today, I'm going to expunge. I will expunge. I will remove. I will remove that name. That those who used to laugh at you and scorn, they will never associate it with you again. Because God will change your destiny and change your future and change the future that they were expecting of you. What's this I'm in your? Now what's this I'm in Shebre? What's this I'm in Di? E Di Ana Asrefo. What is zero me? Enti Nipa. Is this me? Is this me? Is this me? Is this you? Is this you?
You are me. Oh yeah.
Now we need to be free. Ayemi fedodo ni awaya mami e promise asie yeso enti mi pa mi die awaya mi se e urati e. I pray for you that God will expand. It will not be remembered anymore. So now from that day, Israel was not called a slave. Neither when they entered the lands. But the Bible says in Joshua chapter 5 verse 1. Go to verse 1. He says, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was there spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. That's a change of destiny. These are not slaves. These are people that God is on their side. And God is on your side. There is a power on your side. That power can change the name, the scornful name by which you are called.
Even your whole family
has been plastered with a type of name. Say Ebusunya we, disgraceful Ebusunya. Amon Yashi. Shameful Ebusunya. Yeah. Even your name, when you are calling your name, it's like maybe your father used to owe so many people. So when you come, it's like you are also a debtor. You owe people. Shameful debtor. But God will change that name. Say, today I will change your destiny. I will change your name. I will change the way people call you. They will not call you a fornicator anymore. They will call you the son of the living God. Oh yes, you will be known as the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, so that he can be glorified. Clap your hands and celebrate the Lord. You will be enlarged. You will be enlarged. You will be enlarged. You will be enlarged. In Colossians 3, he says that, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Oh, by Jesus, he forgave all their sins, all our sins. And he said, he blotted out the handwriting. There are some things that Satan has recorded of your past and of your ways. But by the blood, he can pour the blood on the book. By the time they open the book, there's nothing there. Blotting it out and wiping it out of the way. The Message Bible says, it says, all sins forgiven. Verse 14, the slate wiped clean. That old arrest warrant cancelled and nailed to Christ's cross. The slate has been wiped clean. God can wipe out your slate clean. Whatever stigma is in your past, whatever shame is in your past, may the power of God wipe it clean. Give you a fresh start. Number 3, hard work and human efforts. Instead of by direct divine provision. Step number 3 is hard work and human efforts instead of by direct divine provision. It's a Bible study. Bring your mind Bible study. Working hard and human efforts, being part of the supernatural workings of God. You see, hard work and human effort is also can be part and is actually part of God's workings in your life. Supernatural workings. You may not even understand it. And God will enlarge you by working things out through your hard work and human efforts instead of by direct divine provision. Look at verse 10. Look at verse 10. It says, and the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. Verse 11. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, and leavened cakes, parched corn, and in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow, after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. You see, this was Gilgal, where they cut their foreskin, circumcision, and sacrifice. And then now comes a supernatural, wonderful thing, which you wonder why, but that is how God also works. Because to this point, till they go to Gilgal, they were eating manna in the morning. Manna was flowing. But when they have the Passover and they observe the covenant of the Passover, the next day, there was no more manna. And now God said, from now, you are going to eat of the fruit of the land. That means you are now to go to plant corn. Wait for a period, harvest it, and eat from it. So now God is going to bless you, but through your hard work and human effort, not by manna and quails coming down. So there are people who think that if God is going to enlarge me, when I'm a show, every soul, so you may hear a prophetic word, but if your mind is not correct, you will be waiting for manna. When the manna has ceased in Gilgal, manna na chai, there's no manna coming, oh brother. So if you are going to pray and say tomorrow by this time, by every 6 o'clock, na manna talk. Tomorrow, no more manna. From that day, if you like, don't farm. You will say, God has abandoned me. God doesn't care for me. God is not interested. God is interested in you. But the manna has ceased. You have crossed Gilgal. Manna has ceased. It's not time to till the ground that he has given to you. It's time to work harder than you have ever worked. You see, that's why sometimes when you see hard working, you see anointed people who are achieving great things, sometimes you wonder that, is this anointing? Because the man on that. Like if I look at our prophet, hey, he can have meetings, camps for different groups from Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, afternoon, officiate the wedding, go into service Sunday, the whole morning, flow church Sunday morning, then later in the day, experience service with the first love. From there, no, he's carried himself. He's going for conference somewhere. You ask yourself, I thought he's anointed. If you're anointed here, and what I said, Ojo Ahome, the things will just be working. God will just be moving. God is moving. I tell you that one of the clear moving signs of God is your hard work. Yes. Hard. And you meet Christians when they employ them. So, oh God, everything, nada bro. So when they go, they sleep at the office. When you give them some work to do, they'll be just obolase. Then you open the Bible as if he's reading the Bible. Then it's as if he's listening to some tapes or messages. And then they are just walking around. Let's believe. You better come. I want to tell you that if you are going to come to your place of enlargement, you must take steps to be a hard worker. Oh, yes. Yes. Stay in the night. Reading. Some of you are doing some business. You don't read about the business. You don't learn about the business. You don't get advice about the business. And when they say, Oba Mpaye. Because you think that prayer changes things. So, Mpaye Bona. As you are going, there are some people that are moving from here. They are going from customer to customer. They are taking their things from their shop. They put it in a container, a little container. They are moving from house to house. They are selling their things from house to house. Oh, the shop now, old change so it's an old way of selling things. Now people are online. Oh, who's here online? What you wanna? Online, what do you mean? Just your normal mutton online. Grab a photo, people are buying the things that they are selling. People sell more online than they do. You have to get a motor rider as your career. And then you have to have a site. Learn how to do Facebook. Sell, shop on Facebook. Shop on Instagram. Shop here. Shop on WhatsApp. And have your roots in different places. Hard work. What do you want? Your prayer is not even powerful. So you make God look like he's not a powerful God. He's powerful, but he told the people that now, dear, the man and remember you. He say the way you are going to work is that you go to the farm and take her. Me a farm though with my grandfather at Sunyai. Yes. We used to walk far to the post office. And then when we get to post office, we are happy that we have arrived. Not knowing that. And from the post office to our house, very far. Recent, not long ago, I went to Sunyai again. And I didn't know where the farm was, but I just knew that there was a road opposite the post office, which was still there, but it was tarred now. Now, I couldn't determine how far our farm was. But I said, let me drive from this post office to where our house was. Oh, I was driving very far. As a little boy, my neck would be breaking. But we used to go to the farm to put, what do they call it? Hoe. They have done like that. Oh, they are sona, oh, they separate soil, no, from the weeds. Then you push the weeds aside. Then you do, before cutlass, the cutlass dog. Many dadabasa. It's now that I look like a dadaba. Yes. My palms have been softened because for a long time I've not been weeding. But when I was in Sunyai, my palms were hard from weeding. Before you go and fetch water with 38 bucket. When we were younger, 28. There's 28 and 34. Yes. And we go and fill a black barrel, which one is leaking, you use coal tar to mend the leakage. I've been to farm. It's not easy to farm, to till the ground. It's easier when you just sleep, wake up the next day, you see that manna has fallen there. Then you go and collect the manna, come and bake it, come and grind it into powder, make cocoa and other things with the manna. But now there's no more manna. No more manna. You wait and you will die. You have to now get up. You say you want a job. You have not even applied. Bishop said that you get a job without applying. You see, you are making the prophecy of non-effect in your life. The fact that God can give you a job you didn't apply for doesn't mean that you should not apply for jobs. That's the mystery. Because a dear lady, I don't know whether it's Efe, where are you? Efe, come here. You got a job that you didn't apply for. Do you remember? Come fast. This is my singer.
Yes.
You got a job you didn't apply for.
Yes.
You didn't apply for that job. And you got the job.
No.
The prophecy has come true.
Yes.
But listen, how were you selected by that job that gave you the job you didn't apply for?
I had sent Bishop, please. I had sent applications through people and then online as well.
Uh-huh.
So there's a pastor.
Talk like you are singing. Why? Yes.
There's a pastor here that I sent the application to, and then when he went through it, and then he also met somebody who was also talking about needing somebody for a job. So he said that look through this application and then see if you can help this person out. So that's how I got the job. Then they called me, I went for the interview, and then I...
So she did not apply for a job directly, but she had been applying. Then some the application is in the hands of somebody who meets another person who he says, is there any possibility of helping this person who is needing a job? He looks through the application and says, it looks like bring her for interview. Then she comes for interview and he picks her. So when the man calls her, says, I have not applied for a job in your company. How are you employing me? But it is through my applications. When you uncouple one, I'm a favor somewhere. So the fact that you get a job that you didn't apply for doesn't mean put your 10 fingers between your eye and then say that God is bringing the job. The job is coming. It's coming from the east. It's coming from the west. Oh, you die. You die. I'll bury you. The church... You think the church is going to work by us sitting here? Like what some of you do for the church. You just come and sit here. The church doesn't work like that. If you look in your life, somebody brought you here. Somebody invited you. Yes. And you are sitting here, you will invite anybody. When I say go for area fellowship, you will not go. When I say we are doing area fellowship, most of you will not attend. You think that we'll just be here, then we say, Bishop is preaching. The people are coming from the east. They are coming from... The people don't come from the east and west. There are individuals here who have to bust people. Yes. And if you're a Christian, you have to learn to add yourself to God's workforce. Jesus said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers. Whilst you are praying, you too, step out. Don't say, I've been praying, God is bringing laborers. Where are they coming from? From the people who are praying, come for the laborers. Even when you are clapping, it's as though, it's like your hands are paining you. They'll be shouting, they'll be standing, they'll be clapping. Next week, I will show you something. Amma, do you think that this church is going to grow just because you came today with a nice dress and designer glasses with long hair? No, it comes from the people who are here, who are blessed by my word. Efua, do you understand? Efua, oh, Efua. Do you understand? You and you, nice, beautiful, come, two beautiful girls, come here. Come and stand here before the people. Let them see that I have good, beautiful members. Stand here. Yes. Munjina Hanum, yes. Younger, beautiful. Older Kakrasu are beautiful. Yes. I should call you. You are also beautiful. Yes. But it will take you to also say that Bishop preaches nice. I can't keep it to myself. We are every day praying. Oh, more people come. So when you can't say, oh, today people didn't come to church. It's you who are. It's your fault. Because you're saying, I'm preaching fine. I'm doing my best. Bible now, the message I'm preaching is from the book Enlargement. But as I'm preaching, you see, me yesterday, now me who said, oh, we crack on. I've added more things from the personal studies of the word. From the word. The book I'm giving has been written. It doesn't mean that as you come and just be reading, it's very easy. But man, come here, we're preaching long time. You say I preach longer. Yeah. I can preach short, but I just read point number one and then things that are there. Yeah, point number two. 30 minutes. But you see, serving God that way, it leads to dryness and wilderness. Yes. But we now have to rise up. Arthur, I'm talking to you. Look at your nice dress. On Sunday, by now, nice dressed man like you should have a bus full of people who are dressed nicely like you also coming to church. Manna is not going to come. God is not going to rain manna like. It's easy to find a church that is working with a lot of people and so on. And say, oh, I want to go to that church. It's always easy. Then you know you're doing what? Come to know what joining Bishop Pastor. Because first love, no, say you go and sit down. Don't do anything. You don't have to pray. You don't have to fast. You don't have to do anything. You just go and sit down. You see that people come and display dancers, plenty, singers, plenty, members, plenty. Now also your member, maybe no, I got plenty. Now you are enjoying. But there comes a time when the manna has stopped coming, where God just rains blessings of members on a church. Even if I look through, there are always people who I'm passing by. I saw the sun, I came. I'm passing by. Those are God's. Every now and then he throws in, you know. It's like you go to Malcolm to shop. Every now and then they give you something free. But it's not a free shop. Is it a free shop? But every now and then you will be there. No, they say, oh, this one is free. Yeah, promotion. Then when you buy this, they add this. When they buy this, you add it. When they buy, it's not that. Do you think even when they add what they are adding, they are not charging you for it? They've got you to buy a microwave. They've added a pressing iron. Price of the microwave, it includes iron. The original price is includes iron. By artist Untigana Niokoto is going to buy. My beautiful ladies. So we are all advertisers. So she's an advertising face. Oh, yeah. Oh, we share passion. bone or the face is there. Beautiful. Now, God wants to also use you that through you, beautiful faces like this can come to church. But when you, because when you are coming to church, it's easy and nice to just come, you know. Nice looking, beautiful girl. Come and sit down and receive word from me. Because that's the easy part. That's the manner part of ministry. But now the manner has stopped. The manner where you come to church and the people see beautiful church, even air conditioned church. How many churches in the city are air conditioned? I'll challenge you if you like go to some church. And feel free to be a bit too. Hey, the sweating you sweat, you see that you are blessed. You see, my beautiful girls now have to say that daddy has preached a nice message. I'm going to tell somebody. I'm going to recommend it even to my friend. Even my YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, Eddie. You have not been there before. Because you don't have to go there. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to share. You don't have to react. You don't have to do anything. Just come to church every Sunday. That's the normal, easy part. Manna life. Manna life. From today, tell your neighbor, you are living manna life. Yes. No effort. Nothing from your side. No hard work. But when God is moving with you, the place of enlargement, it comes with hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work. It comes with hard work. It's not free. Me, I may not be in this church forever. But at least by the time I leave, I should encourage you to know what to do as a church. Not that I'm going to die. Don't think I'm going to die. You'll be surprised that I may be officiating your funeral. I don't think so too bad like that. I'm telling you the realities of life. All my friends that I started work with, I started secondary school from September 1976. O level, 1981. A level, 1983. Went to university, they closed the university down. So we went to first year, 1984, October. We entered first year. June, 1987, we finished. Wrote my last paper, June, 1987. We stayed at home for a few months. August, 88, we started national service. 1 year. So we did 1 year national. We started the 1 year national service after sixth form. And then we did 1 year national service after university. I got into VRE. The people I started work with in 1981, August 19, February 1988, we started the service. We finished, they gave us 6 months pay. We finished August 88. Immediately they picked me at VRE. I started working there. All the people I started work with, 1988, they have retired. All my mates who started working 87, 88, they have finished work. They have retired. I'm talking about retirement. SNIT gives them allowance on the third Thursday of every month. Your allowance will enter your account without argument. Every year they increase by 10, 15% or 10%. It varies. Sometimes the 10%, sometimes 15, depends on inflation and other calculations that the actuarists would determine. That's what might happen. But I'm still working because ministry, no retirement in. Because we work till a point. But there's also a type of retirement in ministry. You modify the work you do so that you are not doing the same thing all the time. So I'm modifying what I'm doing. So I'm telling you in advance, I'm not going to be here all the time. That's the reality of life. Even if I want to, life doesn't go that way. All the men of God, you see, everybody is going to retire. Either you go off and let somebody succeed and then you watch and help him to grow, or you die in the job earlier than you should have died. But by the time I'm a corona, fine girls, you say, Monsomo, the fine boys about church, any fine girls. You see, but if you just sit and do easy manner life, Go to church, come, you must go to church. Always something will be said, a prayer will be prayed, your life will be changed for good. Life will not be changing, but you need to work hard. Yeah, and for the church to grow. First Lilies, area fellowship, monk. You won't go for area fellowship. So I bishop Edi Adi. I say you should go for area fellowship. You won't go. Because it's not part of your life. How can you say that? How can you say that? That's how God's work is done. Manner life where you don't do anything. Come in to sing. Sing, yeah, we all sing. Me, I'm a singer more than you. Oh, yes. Oh, you don't think I'm a singer more than you? I'm a singer preacher more than you. And yet, witnessing is also part of my life. And bringing people to church. Don't sit in the church and conduct manner life church attendance. Arthur, architect, I'm talking to you. It's time. I saw your area fellowship. Very nice. But too few. Most I don't know. Every time you take photos, just 2, 3, 4 people. 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3. No. That's not your lot. A handsome brother like you, a very nice, able-bodied man like you, you should be bringing 34 people to church, 52 people to church. That's how it must be. But you can't have manner life and be comfortable in the church. Beautiful, astute, intelligent, good, blessed. One of the Wesley girls, who are you? Who are Chimota? Or come before Timusu for Chimota? Now, who are you?
Accra girls.
Okay, my sister went to Accra girls, so it's also not a bad school. Brofu, come on, speaking. Wow, I know no need brofu, no. Hey, nice. You know, some people speak the English, but Utimu said, Takashipa. But everything is correct, only that. Wow. It is hard work. Hey, God bless you. Ejo nyamie. Seven shower and kama meu. Hey, my God and my Lord. And the final one is develop a personal relationship with the real commander. In Joshua 5 verse 13, it says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to worship him and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord said, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy, is holy. And Joshua did so. Before you enter into any real battle, you must know the real commander. You can go to war without knowing the commander. Matthew 7:21. Jesus says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Yes, you can do things on behalf of the Lord, but you don't really know him. It is his name that works. But you may not. The fact that his name works doesn't mean you know him. The fact that you have been in the church for a long time doesn't mean you know him. You have to come into your own personal relationship with the real commander who will lead you. And the captain of the host is Jesus. We are following in his footsteps. No weapon from against us shall stand. The captain of the host is Jesus. The reason why this captain of the host is not an angel, do you know why? Do you know why? Because he accepted worship. The angels don't accept worship. But when he worshiped, he bowed to them, he did worship and he didn't stop him. And he said, I am, there's no angel who is the captain of the host. The captain of the host is Jesus. Joshua had an encounter with Jesus, a personal. Yes. When God appeared to him at the beginning, I thought that was enough. But now here comes the cat. He said, now we are going to fight. And you two, from now, you are going to fight. There are territories, you are going to take new territories. We are going to take new territories as a church. Every assistant of our area fellowships, we have to have assistants, people assisting. Everybody must sign up and say, I want to assist, I want to help, I want to do something, I want to host. And the assistants, every 3 months, the assistant will start a new fellowship. Because we'll train you for a while, you assist for a while, you start. Even if the fellowship is only 3 people, you take 2 away. If it's only 10, if it's 10, you take 5. And leave 5, and then we continue building. And everybody is going to aim to grow small, 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 small. Gradually, we'll be building the church of God. We'll be taking new territories. I want to see, I will go have a map where we'll put the pins of all our area fellowships in all our enclave. Our enclave is from Shiashi all the way to Amrahia, Oyibi, beyond there, that side. All coming to Ashaiman. And then even to Teshi Nungwa, because of this Borteman Road, all those places are not more than 25, 30 minutes from here. So it's very accessible. They are all our Sakumono, Lashibi, Spentex. They are all our members. East Legon, all the way airport coming. They are all our members. I want to be able to put a pin somewhere that when we have area fellowship, we have area fellowship at Shama. We have several area fellowship at Shama, Klagon, Elashibi, Sakumono, Nungwa, Teshi, we are coming and we come all the way. We have dots everywhere. Dotted around the city. The manna has ceased. It's time to arise. It's time to take territories for God. And it's time for you too to take territories in your life. There are places that God wants to take you. There are places God wants you to influence. There are more people that your life is going to touch. And I pray that you will rise up and take your place. You will rise up and take your place. You will rise up and take your place. Come to a personal relationship with the captain of the host. The one who is leading us from victory to victory. You have to meet him. You have to encounter him. You have to have a personal time where you alone and the Lord, the captain, because he is going to give instructions. If you don't have a personal relationship, you cannot easily follow it. Because the first place they went to Jericho, he said, go around the city once every day and go and sit down. You look like fools. They are walking around the city. Then the trees go, poof. Go and sit down. Day 2. Day 3. You only will do it when you have a certain relationship with the Lord. That's why some people in your marriage, when an instruction comes from the way, you can't do it because you don't have a personal relationship with the captain of the host. When the Bible says that wives submit, you will say, oh, it's not a good idea. The man is very wicked. He's very difficult. I cannot submit to such a fool. You see that, but when you have a personal relationship, the battle goes to the Lord, and then you relax. Jehoshaphat had such a personal relationship with the Lord. So even when he had to go to battle with Ahab, he said, I can't go till a prophet prophesies the way, God's direction. Who has God's mind? 400 prophets came and said, we should go, you should go, you will win. He knew by that relationship with this captain of the host that what they are saying doesn't flow with spiritual mind. Is there nobody else who can prophesy another? I don't know, but there must be somebody else. They say there's Micaiah. When they brought Micaiah, he prophesied. The other prophet slapped him. You will definitely use physical fight when you are not walking spiritual. And then he slapped him and said, when did the Spirit of God leave me to come and talk to you? He told that prophet that the day you enter into your inner chamber, you will know. Because there are Christians who don't enter into their inner chamber. There's no personal prayer. There's no personal revelation. You get from the word. A lot of times, I flowed and continue to flow with Bishop Dad, because many things that he will come and preach, sometimes I'll be sitting and I say, what? I've never heard this interpretation from someone, but I've had it myself and I've kept it quietly, thinking that it's just something that is my mind. So I've never shared with anybody. And there he comes, he gives the same revelation. I said, oh, you're on track, brother. Let's continue running. But you don't have personal convictions and personal relationship with the captain of the host. You just want somebody to come and lay hands. When we are laying hands on you, you don't have a relationship with the captain of the host. The laying on of hands is as if we are laying on a stone. If you do it, Rebecca said, the thing cry doesn't work. So when they call for prayer, you will not come. Because it's not that it doesn't work, but you have stopped with just prayer and laying on of hands as your method for everything. Taliko simia hafasikele. Zio tasa kabandi idie kasuli mehanda lidiase. Deoka sima handeli karodasia. For the captain of the host is waiting for his sons and daughters to approach. For the captain of the host is there with his sword drawn to conquer the territories that he himself has given to you. He has given you, but he knows you will go into battle. He knows you will fight. And the fight can never be by your strength and by your ability. He has to help and assist you. That is why he has his sword drawn. But you have gone far from him and therefore have been fighting battles by yourself, by your own understanding, by your own strength, by your own ideas. But the captain of the host, he has methods, he has strategies, he has ways and means to you, for you to overcome and to make it in this battle. Adiosa. Die capacia de limicarate. Zeluka favaite suandi limicabarada. For there is no victory that is not assured you. There is no battle you are not destined to overcome him. But it's because the one who is fighting and leading you into battle is not the captain of the host. Therefore, have you failed in many battles? But time has come for you to extend your hand and say, captain of the host, here I come. Here I come. This fight is not my fight. These battles are not my battles. They are your battles. Oh yes. Parota sekie, lift your hand. Speak in tongues, everybody. Larado shikiza, ramahanda la barine zidie, shato kabia bidanda la gara, zeso mihanda liberate, icho na mahanda gada, zilikara da sikelebeza, preto sa mihanda la badiria, zakota gideye bata ligere, shanda la marata zigedale, mando barada sikelale. Ota chikala, bachikala, 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 zazisio, davizetio, zavidetio, ina macha likalale, desutaba takatala gidele, ocha mihada, zelo mahandelega, vilo kasidelele, miata fandaligo, shateli kabiada, nepa sonda libara, zata kelo majidele, bratala baha, iteka fandalaba, endalaba. For you shall go forward, for you shall go forward, for you shall go forward, you shall be advanced. The captain of the host, he is the one who clears the way, he is the one who makes battles easy. Adioka, Banta Lige, Sialo, Sialo, Anajimana, Namangolaba, 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 Halieka Palige Manade, Sieka Pani Bibikamara, Sasa Pendele Menade, Reta Sindele Bekamara. Mighty God. Mighty warrior, dressed for battle, holy oracle is he, commander in chief, bring us to attention. Lead us into battle to crush the enemy. For he has no authority here in this place. He has no authority here. For this habitation was fashioned for the Lord's presence. No authority here. Mighty warrior, dressed for battle. Holy oracle is he. Commander in chief, bring us to attention. Lead us into battle to crush the enemy. For he has no authority here in this place. He has no authority here. For this habitation was fashioned for the Lord's presence. No authority here. Oh, mighty warrior, Barata Sindelebederia, dressed for battle. Holy oracle is he, Barando Sikiadalabada, commander in chief. Bring us to attention. Lead us into battle to crush the enemy. For he has no authority here in this place. Makataya Gadoria, he has no authority here. For this habitation was fashioned for the Lord's presence. No authority here. Marandale Manoriane. Yele mosandala makatari andala bagodari mashiderere bekori andala mana. We give you praise, we give you thanks, Lord. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Oria mashandara da da mamoni andara da batara la masiderelelele. Lie kabadoria mashandala makuria mazandala batibia. Come nearer. Why have you stayed away? Why have you stayed far? Take that step. Oda Jali Karato Sanda. Come nearer. Bring him near. Come near. Come closer. Not stay far. Not stay away. Ola Masha Taki. Go ahead and know him. Go ahead and be acquainted with him. Thereby peace shall come upon you. Oh yes. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Oh yes. And thereby good, thereby peace, thereby good, thereby prosperity, thereby blessing, thereby mercies, thereby favor shall follow you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word, to be blessed thereby. Thank you for the blessing for everyone. Let the captain of the host, with his flaming swords drawn, let him go ahead of us now. For we will make the sacrifices we need to make. Yes, the circumcisions, the private covenants to be kept. Taluiko saha. Yes. Take away the shame and reproach that has characterized our lives and changed our story. Change our destiny. Let the family members who have laughed at us be put to shame. Let our classmates that have laughed at us be put to shame. Let our neighbors that have scorned and mocked us, let them be disappointed. But let God be honored in our lives, for He is our great God. We bless you. Bless your people. Grant us grace to be hard workers as you guide us into this enlargement place. Hard workers, fighting hard, training hard, serving hard, so we might see your glory. Captain of the host, lead us all. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Every head is bowed and every eye closed. If you are here today, you are not a born again Christian. Maybe somebody invited you and you came. But if you were to die today, you are not sure that you make it to heaven. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, wherever you are standing, please lift up your right hand so I can pray for you. Lift it up high. God bless you. I see your hand at the back there. I see your hand. I see your hand right in the middle. I see your hand on the left. Somebody invited you. Yes, but you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Why die and go to hell when Jesus came to save you from your sins? If you are here like that, wonderful. Lift up your hand and come to me right in front here so I can pray for you. Come to me. Come forward. God bless you. Come all the way. God bless you.
Into my heart.
Say this prayer for me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Say it louder. I thank you for today. I come to you just as I am. Please wash away all my sins. Please wash away all my sins and make me a new person. From today, I will serve you. I will follow you for the rest of my days. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Please write my name in the book of life. I'm yours forever. I'll serve you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Follow my pastor. God bless you. Take your communion elements. Father, we bless the bread. We bless the wine. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus. As we partake of the body and blood, let life, the life that was given for a life, may we experience its power in Jesus' name. The body of Jesus Christ. Eat it. Blood of Jesus, drink it. The hosts lead you from victory to victory. Any battle you have failed in the past, may it be a stepping stone to higher victories. May it be a reminder of how greater the victories are ahead of you. The Lord bless you. The Lord remove your shame. The Lord lift you up higher. Every poverty shame plastered on your life gives way to God's supernatural power and blessing. Live long. Serve your King. By you, let many be turned to righteousness. By you, let many territories be taken for our God. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.